What's up, everybody, and welcome to a very long overdue podcast. This is episode number 9. It is May the 3rd. It has been since February 15th.
This is the 8 or 9?
9.
Oh, okay.
That's what I had written down. The last one was number 8. So I'm going with that.
I thought we'd only done 7.
It's possible. This one's number 9. The other one's the lost episode.
If that's true, the next one will be number 8.
Yeah, we do. The order is not important here.
Nope.
It's been a long time. We've taken quite a break. Somewhat of an intentional break at the beginning, maybe, that went on a little too long. I can speak for me and Jonathan both. We've been busy. We were out of town a little bit doing work stuff, and Brandon's had a lot going on. Adam, he's got no fucking excuse. He should have been doing a YouTube channel uploads or something.
I've been doing my own thing.
I saw your video, the oil change video.
Oh, great.
And it was interesting to someone who even doesn't care a lot about cars, just because there was so much like stuff involved than a normal oil change, where you pull the plug, drain the oil, put a new filter in, you're done. Right. There's like multiple things to drain. There's like multiple tools, replacement stuff. So it's that kind of stuff is interesting, even if you don't like about cars a lot, just because, I don't know, it looked pretty technical.
Yeah, well, I'm just always trying to reach out to the non-car fans.
Yeah, you're really bridging the gap. Because of you, I thought about washing my car, and I didn't.
I declined.
But everybody doing okay?
I feel shitty about myself watching someone change the oil and be like, I should get an oil change. Just take my car to the shop.
I should take it somewhere where they leave the drain plug out. I've heard so many stories. There's a somebody I work with who said a guy he knows, his daughter showed back up, and they didn't, like she said, an oil light came on, and they opened the hood, and the drain plug was sitting on top of the engine still. And the dumbass dad goes, well, drive it back up there and tell him to put it back in it. Oh, the oil had fallen out. So on the way back, the engine seized up.
He had slick 50 in it.
It's like, what the fuck? Need? Take it back up there. Tell him to replace it.
Hey, run that back up there and have him fix it.
Yeah, run it back up there with no oil in the engine.
Sounds like to me. So this was a guy you work with?
A friend of a guy.
Yeah, sounds like his daughter's problem he gave to her, because he doesn't even know how to get under there and put the screw back in.
Oh, right. That's what I mean.
That's so basic.
Nope, not.
You always have some funny ass stories about people just going wild in a car, crashing, hitting the accelerator too fast, just like stupid stuff.
Oh, dude, that reminded me of a video I watched the other day. It was like a road rage video, and it was like somebody in a Camaro, which I'm so tired of the new Camaros, but somebody in a Camaro, somebody in a pickup truck, and somebody in an 18-wheeler on a 2-lane highway.
Is this a Transformers thing?
Mark Wahlberg was in it.
And then Bumblebee showed up.
Bumblebee.
And so the truck's hanging in the left lane. There's a semi in front. And then the Camaro comes shooting up on the right side. And there's somebody with a dash cam or whatever watching the whole thing. And the Camaro comes up fast and like barely cuts in front of the truck. And the truck like kind of blocks them and runs halfway off, and then gets back and cuts them off. So the Camaro's just riding their ass for like a mile, and just waiting to get around. And all of a sudden, a shoulder opens up out to the left, and it's like everybody was an asshole because the Camaro was doing a dick move, but just let him go on. The truck was purposely blocking him.
So says the person who does dick moves all the time to people.
I do not.
Yeah, I bet you do.
No, I don't. I get out of the way. I always get out of the fast lane if there's someone coming faster. That's what you're supposed to do.
They should have just let him pass. They shouldn't have instigated
it. It's not worth it. So everybody's an asshole because the Camaro cut him off.
Right.
Or tried to get in at the last second. The pickup truck was impeding their progress, just going slow on purpose. And the 18-wheeler was kind of boxing them out where they couldn't get around. The 18-wheeler could have just slowed down. So anyway, finally Camaro is pissed after about 2 minutes of riding behind. Jumps out off on the shoulder. Gets out in the damn median in the grass and like punches it, instant power slide back into the road, and like takes out the truck and the 18-wheeler. They all got whooped. And I was like, that is such good karma. Everybody that was an asshole got whooped at the same time.
Did anybody die?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Nothing of value.
Just the guy. Nothing of value. The guy recording lost. It died.
Probably. A kid in a swimming pool in the neighborhood died.
But
from
the
it.
Funniest part is like as he's recording right when the right before the crash happens, he gets a call on like his Bluetooth. And so all of a sudden he's like, "Hey, Mr. Johnson, how are you doing?" Boom, boom, boom. He's like, "Oh my goodness, there was a crash." He sounded like such a goober.
Well, let's get right into it. We got some topics to go over here today. Some news topics. Some of these may be a little bit old, but still fairly relevant. First one I want to bring up, we all took a look at the photo that was released for the upcoming DC Warner Brothers film, Suicide Squad. The Joker has been revealed.
Oh, that's not for the new Batman movie?
They say he may have a cameo in that now.
Oh, great.
So the Suicide Squad movie is linked with the new DC stuff?
What's the name of the actor that's playing Batman in these new series?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, was spotted on set of the Suicide film, Suicide Squad. So he may be, they may be making, it's, they're trying to do a Marvel thing.
So they've already started shooting the Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's such a bad move to do, to try a Marvel thing. Because you are, once something's already been set, you're just trying to copy. And the material may not be the same. And I find DC comics have never melded as well in a big group setting like Marvel. For some reason, when you throw DC characters together, they just don't work as well as something like the Avengers.
Well, maybe it's because most of the Marvel, like, they're already teams to begin with, mm-hmm. and a lot of the DC are just like solitary heroes.
Yes.
So they have such a well-developed story for them on their own and a well-developed universe just for that character.
Right.
That when you try to team them up, it doesn't fit. But when you just take one team and put them with another team,
right.
it's not as big a deal.
This is totally personal. I think a lot of people like Justice League, but I've never been a huge Justice League fan. I felt like all the characters
now
were kind of mismatched.
Was Justice League a comic as well, or was it... I always just remember the cartoon when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a comic.
It's a comic
yeah,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a comic, and the key members being Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern...
Aquaman.
Aquaman and Martian Manhunter, I believe. Or is it the Observer? I don't know. I don't know
very
much.
Is that different than the Super Friends or whatever?
I think the Super Friends was just a TV show.
Okay. It seemed like the same characters, though.
It is. It's like a super cartoon version of
yeah,
it, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems like they're copying. Right. And whenever you're copying, that's not good.
And the image of Leto was... It got a lot of feedback. You know,
negative
feedback. And I think that it's a really weird look. The mm-hmm. tattoos and the grill. Mm-hmm. I guess he's got a grill. But they had to differentiate themselves from what had been done before.
Right.
You know, everything else would be viewed in the lens of what Heath Ledger and Jack Nicholson have done.
You got to ask, is the movie taking place in Hot Topic or just in the mall?
Yes.
But it's like, is it a modern times? Because
isn't
that supposed to be like a, you know, 30s kind of... thing?
Yeah, and it's like fucking like emo.
I don't think
hipster
it's
joke.
No.
It's not oh, okay.
No, I think it's gonna be part of this universe. So,
but I mean, was originally when did it originally come out?
I don't think in the '80s.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know that the Joker was a part of the original Suicide Squad. I'm really speaking out of my ass here, but I don't know a lot about it.
Are they heroes?
Anti-heroes. Okay. So it's like a situation like where you've got, you know, a villain that's worse than your villains and your villains have to team up to stop it, I guess. I don't know.
I thought it was something about a prison break or something. Like they're all in prison together.
That's probably they bust out
like
of Arkham and get out. I really don't have an issue with the film itself. Of course, we haven't seen a trailer or the fact that they're making it. It's not a problem for me. The problem for me was in the tattoos. It's
like,
so unsubtle.
Right. It's like the Joker's personality is what makes him so interesting. And it's like his mannerisms and his like maniacal laugh and things like that. It's like you basically just took little captions from the comic and put it on his body.
He looked
like,
a 12-year-old girl on YouTube who got made fun of at school and did a YouTube video where she wrote all over herself and sat, you know.
And I'm glad you pointed out the forehead one. That was the worst.
Damaged. That's the one that really
That's something
just,
a fucking it's just stupid so, bitch it's, puts on her forehead. I'm sorry.
It's garbage. And you know what's funny is they had kind of two pictures before this that came out giving you a hint of what he was going to look like. One of them where he's like holding a camera. And he doesn't have the tattoos in that picture. And people were kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. This looks kind of neat. And then they put that out and people were like, oh, hell no.
Well, I think that's one thing that's good about the internet age is you'll get so much backlash to be like, oh, fuck that. That's not going to make any money.
Change this. Yeah. I don't know why, but DC just always comes off to me as just like trying too hard. They always seem like they're trying too hard. And I don't know why that is. Is that just me personally?
No, I agree.
Well, they've had a couple of bad films, you know, like the Superman movies have not been that great.
That's why I wanted Dustin to be here to talk about that.
DC to me is just Batman. That's all I care about. Batman's my favorite comic book.
Awesome.
Character, period. And I can give a shit about anybody else in the DC universe.
More the graphic novels as standalone films.
I agree, yeah.
That's where they really excel is these kind of one-off or a mini-series kind of thing where it's...
The CG's to a point now where you could really do an awesome Swamp Thing, you know, and tackle some of the storylines that Alan Moore did with Swamp Thing, which is one of the few DC comics that I've invested some time into. And I've never read a lot of Superman or even I haven't read a lot of Batman, only, you know, a couple of the major graphic novels. I've never kept up with any of it. But I've just never felt like DC had anything else but Batman. And Superman to a degree, but people love to hate Superman. But then, I don't know. Superman's always that struggle where it's like everyone loves Superman, American superhero. But when they make a movie, people are so critical of it. They just can't seem to get it right or make people happy.
When I think of DC, I always think of like the golden age of comics. Yeah. And it's like Superman holding up the 1940s like coupe or whatever. And now... And Marvel was always like, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, X-Men, they're so cool because they're like, they're not these like perfect kind of characters.
Right.
And I don't know. I think
society's just beyond that like squeaky clean superhero.
Yeah, they're a little anachronistic.
They have to be flawed.
Yeah. I think
to make them interesting.
I mean, we can kind of move into something we're going to bring up later, but it's a fitting to bring it up now is the Batman versus Superman trailer. Please tell me you saw it, Adam.
Mm-mm.
God. Well.
We just watched like six trailers before this.
I'm pretty sure everyone in here has seen it.
I don't keep up with trailers. I'm doing oil changes and shit.
Obviously.
I'm doing real shit.
He's doing oil checks on other males in the gym.
Woo. Can I check your oil?
Let me check your oil, man. So, okay, well.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, well.
I'll pull it up right
pull
now.
It up and watch it.
I'm going to watch it with you. I only saw the leaked...
We'll take a pause. We'll take a break here. Watch the trailer and we'll be back.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. And Adam and Jonathan just rewatched the trailer for Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
That's not versus, it's just V?
It's V.
Cool. That's edgy.
1v1.
1v1. And the sequel to Man of Steel. That's what this is going to be. But it's going to
Is it the same guy playing Superman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same director, Zack Snyder.
Oh, okay.
What'd you think?
It looked like a video game, cityscape. Some of the voiceovers were kind of hokey. I liked the way the Batman suit looked.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
It looks like all carbon fiber, like fibrous, like Kevlar.
His suit looks good.
He still can't understand what Batman's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't hardly understand.
I think he's only going to have that robot voice in when he's in that
Superman. I hope so. I hope they don't try to over-tough his Batman voice again.
I feel bad for Ben Affleck's going to get the raw deal of all this because he's pretty good.
I don't necessarily
think
he's going to be
Batman. He's really kind of transformed his image.
I never got upset
years.
That he was going to be
no,
Batman.
I didn't either.
I never cared.
I've quit getting upset about like some these choices.
I care less.
Casting is like...
Right.
I care about the director really more than I do about the people playing it, you know? Rarely has there been a superhero movie where the person really... It's usually the director that... That either makes it good or bad.
Did you hear Daniel Day-Lewis is playing She-Hulk?
He's been in character for 2 years.
He's dressing as
Don't
a female
talk to
lawyer.
Me.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. So when I saw that trailer...
I came in my pants.
I came so hard because I love Batman so much, and I love Superman so much, and I love just men.
Are you reading
shirtless
Dustin's
men.
Facebook update status right now?
Well, that brings me to Dustin. I was going to bring him up because I wish he was here. I don't know how the conversation would go, but I do know he loved it.
This trailer?
He was on Facebook fighting with people left and right about it. And I know he liked Man of Steel a lot, and we've had debates about that, and I wanted to have a debate today about that.
I need to see Man of Steel.
I've seen it. I saw it in the theater.
I've seen it, and the first 30 minutes are good.
Yeah.
And then the last, was it two hours?
Yeah. two and a half hours. Yeah.
Was Dragon Ball Z?
It was just...
Total Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Total punch fest. Throwing people
through cityscapes.
There's no way Batman could even have a chance if he did to him what he did to a fellow Kryptonian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, that statement just took the nerdiest level. Like,
I mean, unless his suit is made of kryptonite, there's nothing that Batman, I mean, that Superman cannot rip apart.
And that's why you can't put Superman in these universes because he's basically indestructible in just a normal universe.
It is a problem.
One in like the Frank Miller, you know, when he fights him, like someone shoots Superman with a kryptonite arrow or something, like one of Batman's buddies comes in and hits him and it weakens him for the fight, so that kind of brings him down on someone. But still, I don't know. It's
gonna be difficult. And the film looked so dark. Did you guys see that recent video that came out where they color corrected Man of Steel and they added the color back into it because they desaturated the shit out of that movie?
Everything was like gray.
Everything's gray and there's no color. They added the color back. These people just took a really high quality version. It looked really nice. Like it looked really clean and sharp. And then you see this and it's just,
well, that's the Zack Snyder signature look, isn't it?
I know. I'm over
it. It's just like, I'm going to make my movie, my superhero movie is going to be dark and brooding. And shut up, Batman.
And I'm Superman.
Yeah.
And we're going to fight.
It would be way more interesting to make Superman be like Super America, like, yeah, gung-ho America.
No,
he's not. Have Batman be like the anti-hero, and then it actually is a compelling fight. Not that they're both bad and oh, what's going to happen.
I'm still, you know, interested to see what they do, and I am interested to watch it, but I don't see how someone can watch Man of Steel and watch that trailer and freak out about it and act like it looks so good. I don't know what, like, the Batman
uneventful
suit, the Batman suit looks good. Yeah. I'll give you that.
That's the only thing that I took away.
But that little statue, like, it's so not Superman. Superman wouldn't do that. He wouldn't allow that to happen.
Right.
They just don't have Superman right.
People don't understand it.
No, they don't get it. And that's,
Zack Snyder doesn't understand screenplays in general.
No, I don't think he does.
He's a pure visual dude.
Totally.
And he just can't. He can't direct complex stuff. He just can't.
No.
And I was rewatching Watchmen the other day because I just got it on Blu-ray, and there's still tons of stuff I really like in Watchmen.
Yeah.
But as a whole, it still is like it's got a lot more flaws than I remembered it. And
I feel like Watchmen is probably his best movie.
I think it's his best movie for sure.
There's a lot of just poor character development in that movie. There's enough interesting characters to kind of pull it out.
Yeah.
But it's still just kind of hokey in a lot of places. It looks great visually, and, you know, Rorschach's interesting, and a couple others are interesting. But
read the book. Yeah. Don't worry with the movie.
I like the movie. I like the movie a lot. I think that it still brings in a lot of the themes that you see in the book. Some of them don't come out as well. But for when it came out, compared to other superhero movies and big budget movies, that thing tackles a ton of issues. It's rated R. It doesn't pull any punches. It's got a great soundtrack. It's got nudity. Check, check. You got me. I'm in.
Well, here's the thing to think about. Like, back 10 years ago, or when, you know, around the time Watchmen was done, it's like it was kind of a novel idea to go grab an older graphic novel and turn it into a movie. It's like, whoa, that's kind of a cool idea. And now it's like, it seems like they're just scouring the earth for what can we turn into a movie now.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, people act like The Watchmen was real popular and stuff, and it could have been, but it wasn't mainstream. So,
no, it was a comic book nonetheless. You know, it's still, it's the best
it's
one ever, but it's
still super established, like a Batman or a Spider-Man or something like that. So it's not going to be subject to the same critique as people who love comic book characters. And he's probably just stuck closer to the source material because
I think he's
it's confined to just that set.
Patton Oswalt talked to him. No, he didn't talk to Zach. He talked to the guy that plays the main guy that
Ozymandias?
The main guy, the owl guy.
Patrick.
Yeah, what's that actor's name? Insidious or not Insidious? Yeah, it was Insidious, wasn't it? He's in that too. His name is Patrick something. He was talking to him because him and Patton were in a movie together. And Patton was like, well, I'd like to bring up to you the problems with Watchmen. And he laughs and he's like, okay. He's like, I felt like the movie stuck too close to the panels too much at the time. And he's like, that hindered it.
Came out in 09?
Yeah, it didn't come out 10 years ago. Me and Brandon went and saw it when it came out. I've always liked it. I've always thought it was really good. And I've actually rewatched it a lot of times.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, Patrick Wilson.
And he's good. And I think the cast is great.
I love the cast.
The cast is excellent.
Yeah, like basically everyone in there is
awesome. And the blue, like the music where he uses the Philip Glass score when he tells they do the backstory about Dr. Manhattan. Yeah. I love that scene. So good. I love that movie.
That's the best part of the whole movie.
It really is. It is such a cool scene with the watch and everything. I love it.
But when I was rewatching it, those fight scenes are like just that time remap.
I don't like
freeze
that.
Frame, and here comes the real time bullet, and it's breaking through a water droplet. It just like is exhausting.
It is,
and
it's unnecessary.
And that's but I actually like how it matches the panels a lot of the times. Like I love the shot of like the owl ship coming through the cloud. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got a lot of the visuals right, I think.
Right.
But really, that's a testament to the artists that drew it originally.
Exactly. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's just kind
of. And that's the best part of 300, too, is like when you see basically some of those panels like come to life, like the moon shot.
Has he made a movie that a great artist hasn't already storyboarded for him yet?
That's a good question.
You know, like Man of Steel. I'm sure they pulled a lot from stuff. And visually, I thought Man of Steel had a lot of cool aspects. The biggest problem with it was the story and lack thereof. Mm-hmm. You had 2.5 hours and you couldn't get anything accomplished, really. But
if you have Michael Shannon in there.
Yeah.
And it's a... You wasted having Amy Adams and Michael Shannon in your film.
Yep.
Two excellent actors.
Right.
And you make them these very flat characters. It's just very disappointing.
Yeah.
You spent all your time fighting through Manhattan when you could have made you care about at least one of those two characters, you know?
Yeah. No. You don't care about anything. And I don't care about it, and it's not a good movie. And if you think it's a good movie, that's fine. But if you wanna put that movie up against all the other movies ever made, it's not a good movie. It's not. Like it for your own reasons. But it is not a good movie.
Yeah, like it because you like superhero movies and Superman. Shirtless men. I mean, guilty as charged, but... And he looks cut as shit.
Oh, he looks badass in that movie. Yeah, he looks really good. It just didn't work.
Do we want to transition that into the superhero movie that was released this weekend?
Avengers just came out this weekend, and I really want to see it. I'm really interested to get in there and... that definitely brings us to our first topic here, which is this summer, the blockbusters. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the first one of the major summer releases that's going to be coming out. And a lot of people feel like it's gonna be the one to beat this summer as far as the money.
Well, I don't know. The Fast and Furious 7 came out 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And it's
about three or four weeks.
And I think it's like the third or fourth highest grossing openings, and I mean it's
which kind of confuses the shit out of me.
And internationally,
well, I think it's misleading because I think it's for
that weekend,
that month.
It set records for the month because they released it early.
Yeah,
I don't think it made nearly as much money as like one of the big ones, like Avatar or the first Avengers.
That I think it's got a high drop off too.
Now internationally, it's making bank.
Sure.
Here's a story from China.
Uh-huh. God.
Just be quick about this. Basically, how
Brandon's Chinese Corner.
Yeah, Brandon's Chinese Corner, China Chat.
China Chat was David Lopan.
Can we get a
but basically,
need a soundbite for that? Too.
The Chinese government only lets certain Western films come to the country each year because they want to help encourage domestic film production. They also don't want to send all that money out of the country. Well,
And you're giving Jet Li $1 billion a movie to...
Yeah, make awful trash films. So what's happened is this movie's come in and it's made more money than Avatar in China. And it's the biggest movie ever to be released in China, ever. Ever, 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 ever.
Wow.
And it's making so much money, it's blowing out their set percentages of 51% and 49% of what these movies can make. They're actually selling too many tickets to this movie.
How is that possible? What does that mean? Like China's thinking that it's too many?
That's they're selling too many tickets.
Like, that's what China
says. It's exceeding their annual revenue allowed for foreign films.
Oh, they're selling so many tickets that they're unhappy that that much money is now leaving the country.
Yeah.
Because they're having to pay Hollywood to bring that film to China.
And they're getting part of the tickets. That's part of the deal. That's why it's also allowed in the countries. They get a co-production with it. But it's exceeding all of the... I mean, it's blowing them out.
It looks like it's at...
Avengers probably will not do that well. $330 million
right now.
Avengers?
No. At domestic box office for Furious 7.
What's worldwide?
Worldwide is $1.3 billion.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Off the
it's a
chain.
$1 billion internationally.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it's what international. I mean, that's it's what where the movies are.
Out. Yeah.
And
like,
this
I
is,
heard that and I was like, what?
This is changing.
Really?
This is changing all films now. All films will be designed to be international releases, not U.S. releases.
Yeah. That's been a trend. That's been trending for a while, though.
But I mean, you're talking about almost three times the revenue internationally.
And that's why it's hard to make Southern films. Because the international community doesn't like our region.
Why?
What's wrong with us?
And that's Craig Brewer. He talked about that one time about how one of his big issues, like with Black Snake Moan, was that because it's, you know, got a black main character, it's really hard to sell it internationally.
Yeah.
And that's why he gets less money for some of his films, whereas... You get, you know, these big, more just Hollywood productions, the spectacle.
So, like in the Iron Man, I think the third Iron Man film, they had this section where it was in China. They had this, like, Iron Man shows up at this children's hospital, and it doesn't even take the helmet off, and then he just flies away like Jaguar. And then in the new Avengers movie, I think they inserted some Korean characters.
Okay.
A Korean doctor character, basically to play to South Korea. You know?
Yeah. Then the Transformers had
Dark Knight went to China.
It's the Yao Ming effect.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Houston Rockets are like one of the biggest NBA teams internationally because Yao Ming played for him for so long.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And everyone loved, like, the Chinese loved Yao Ming.
Oh, and Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, he was at the Mayweather fight last night blocking the camera.
So what else are we looking at? We've got the Avengers coming out.
We've got the Avengers coming out. Okay, in about 2 weeks, we've got Mad Max.
Yeah.
Fury
Road. That's the one I'm most excited
about. That's the one I'm the most excited about for the summer as well. I'm looking forward to Avengers quite a bit, but I really want to see Mad Max. It looks amazing. We've also got Jurassic World. Probably going to be the third one that I'm excited about.
Yeah. I'm not that excited about it.
I think it looks awesome.
I'll go
awesome.
See it, but I'm still kind of with John. I'm on the fence about if I'm pumped for it or not.
Like, I know you got really excited about that shot of Chris Pratt riding the bike with the raptors, but that looks
that's
stupid
like,
to me.
That's kind of like that little kid excitement, though. I can kind of relate.
They're
like,
on our team
they're
now.
Riding with the raptors.
There are buddies.
Yeah.
There are friends.
Yeah, and I think if you look at Jurassic Park and try to make it... If you try to, like, put it in an arena it doesn't belong in, then okay. But, I mean, it's all of it's stupid. It's impossible.
I mean, they've already kind of run out the whole terror of, okay, the dinosaurs are going to eat you. The dinosaurs are going to eat you. Hey, now let's make the dinosaurs your friends.
That's what you
it's
have
like
to do.
It's like Puppet Master.
Exactly. It's like Puppet Master
They follow the Puppet Master formula.
That's what their source
the puppets
inspiration
team up
was.
To yeah. take down Totem, you know? And I think... It's a smart move when you do that. I mean, Thor 2 did it. You team up with your enemy, and it always makes for an interesting dynamic there. Then you introduce a bigger and badder villain.
Mm-hmm.
They say that there's, you know, like the T-Rex is going to pop up and do something really cool in it too. And I don't know.
It's one of those things where, like, when we were growing up, early 90s was like dinosaur everything.
It was dinosaur mania.
Like, right. So that's just still playing. That's that nostalgia factor just pulling hard on all of us.
It is. But I'll say this. Like, I'm not... Like, I don't own Jurassic Park. I don't...
Well, it's on TV every other week.
It is on TV constantly on AMC. I like Jurassic Park as a movie. I think it's really good. But it didn't do to me what it did to a lot of kids our age. I saw it and that was that. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I didn't love it.
My cousin went and saw it like I was crazy six times it. In the theaters.
And I still love the first one, but I went back and watched the second one and it was terrible.
Oh, it is terrible.
The second one and third one are terrible, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I never had a big stock in it. So maybe seeing this, it was kind of like, I liked seeing that many potential victims.
Right.
You know? The park
is
open.
You like a good body count.
Of course. I want to see the dinosaurs kill people. That's the point. Yeah. You know?
See, and that's the difference. I like the Predator approach to body count, where it's a lot of skilled people or like aliens, like Marines fighting. I don't like just, you know,
mass slaughter. Where you're not attached to anybody.
You don't know any of these people. You're just seeing like bodies being eaten and thrown around. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I think a nice both have the their appeal for sure. I
think what they should do is you have the core badass group and then just the fodder. Yeah, but this is the chomp
right
camp right here.
You have to have that. I mean, the original Jurassic Park, everyone that died in that got some good screen time before they died.
Yeah,
I think the second one is where they introduced, when he got loose in the city, just killing people you don't know.
When you have before that, you have just like the army kind of group with the Peter Stormare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just wasting those people. You know, it's like, who are these people? But the first one, it's like every person that's on screen is like you said, gets a lot of screen
time. They do. Yeah. And that definitely works. Of course, Spielberg knows how to set you up, you know, in that mm-hmm. way. But I don't know. There's just something about Chris Pratt I like a lot.
Yeah, I like him too.
The film looks like it is. The CG is there, but it didn't offend me right off the bat. Like when I saw it, it felt believable. It felt believable.
It always doesn't offend you when you feel like they only used it for the things they had to.
Yeah.
That's never offensive. It's when everything, like the cityscape in the Batman, Superman
trailer. Yeah, it looked video game. Like, yeah, no doubt.
But you're talking about you like to see the, you know, big groups of people, the body count be high. That also increases the chances for the Lake Placid commentary when dinosaurs are doing a lot of chomping. So
yeah, get out the water, man. Yeah. Get out the water. You'll
see a raptor jump out of
I am excited about that building. The dinosaur that comes out of the water.
I know.
And I mean, that introduces a new level. Now we're in
Shamu. He can eat
a whole resurrection territory. We got some swimming.
You swim all you want. He swims just a little bit and he's catching you because he's so big. He's going to be eating a whole boat, man. Yeah. I can't wait for that. We also got a big one coming out, Tomorrowland. Big Disney one that they really haven't been pushing.
Well, because it looks bad even in the trailers, I think.
It doesn't. They don't even tell you what it's about.
When I see that, I'm surprised Clooney did that kind of.
They must have been doing a lot of money, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
They probably offered
Disney pushing something. That's
I mean, but it's going to be another Disney flop. I mean, I just don't think I've seen it. I have not seen a lot of trailers for this. I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, Tomorrowland was a big idea back in, like, the 1960s or whenever. That means nothing to the kids of today that are interested in this visual style. So you have two different audiences that you're not appealing to either one.
Do we think it's going to be the next John Carter?
I think
probably not with that Clooney power.
Clooney will get some of the seats, I think.
I see.
It'll make its
money. I cannot imagine
him drawing.
Get
some of that housewife.
I just can't imagine him drawing an audience.
I mean, you know, what they're doing is they're looking at all the properties they've got. Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay, boom. They made billions and billions. All right, what part of the theme park can we look at next that we own? You know,
stupid.
Moving around. Oh, Tomorrowland. Okay, over here. Yeah. Next it'll be the, you know.
Are they doing pretty well with the live action, like fairy tales?
Yeah, they're doing well. I'm sure Cinderella made a lot of money. They're already moving in Beauty and the Beast. They're working on that now.
Okay. I want to see Aladdin.
Just find it...
I want to see what they do with the genie.
Aladdin?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be Ricky Gervais doing this genie from Extras. Gay genie perfect. Played in Extras. So we've also got Mission Impossible... Rogue Nation. I know.
I've quit seeing Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I know. I've missed the last...
I haven't seen 3 or the Ghost Protocol.
I've only seen the first one.
so many crazy stunts that you become desensitized to it. I know. Honestly.
And it's Tom Cruise. Yeah. I mean, I hate his face.
I don't like him, but man, the man does the stunts.
He does. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll do his own
stunts. Tell you how he does the stunts. That's what I don't like about it.
You don't need to be worried when you signed a billion life contract to Xenu, okay? You're not going to get hurt. You're fine. You're protected. The ghost of Elrond shields him from any harm, okay? He's your boy. So, yeah, that's one I think isn't going to be a big deal. I think it's going to be the one that maybe finally people say, you know what? Every Tom Cruise movie we've put out for the past 3 or 4 years hasn't done very well. Oh, so why?
He's in
but I wanted to see The Edge of Tomorrow.
In the Ghost Protocol, he wasn't in it as much. Like, it was the other guy that they were starting to bring into it.
Was it Jeremy Renner?
No, it was... shit. I can't... He's even like the... He's on the cover and stuff.
Didn't you like Edge of Tomorrow, though?
I never saw it, but it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, but like it didn't do well, right?
No, exactly.
And what was that other one he did? Oblivion. And that was all right. I watched it.
But you
it.
Understand
it
was, that Tom Cruise okay. is... Tom Cruise is like the head of Paramount Studios now, though. He's like the number two guy at Paramount.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I mean, he has nothing to worry about.
He can make any kind of film he wants. He greenlights his own films. I think he's number two at Paramount now.
What? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like way up at Paramount.
Here's what I'll say about ridiculous. Oblivion. M83 did the music for that. Mm-hmm. And if it didn't have that kind of like cool soundtrack,
it wouldn't have been
it
as good.
It would have been the most throwaway sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
You liked it more because I like this music.
The music always makes a movie
just
better.
Yeah, sure. On his ship or whatever. It's like, okay.
You got Ant-Man.
Oh, okay.
That's a big thumbs down. We've talked about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I hope
do
that
very
that shows Marvel to quit dipping into there's not this endless well.
No, see, Marvel didn't make that call. See, right. Edgar Wright was pushing to have that movie made for years, even before this big cinematic universe thing happened.
Why?
They should have killed it when he left.
Because he was going to make it funny. It's Edgar Wright. It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
And then he walks.
But who took it over?
Some nobody guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks not good.
It looks not good.
And I'm not an anti-Paul Rudd like you are. Like,
I just don't see the appeal.
I think he's okay, but he's not going to carry that movie, I don't think.
No, not at all. Ted 2.
Pass. Next.
The first one wasn't bad.
I don't even want to talk about this one.
Yeah, but that's enough.
Pixels.
What?
What's that?
That's that one with where the arcade characters come to life and come down. And like we shoot something into space and it had an Atari game in it or something. And so it's like aliens come down and attack us with our old game.
So basically
is it a
Star
horror
Trek
or comedy
1.
Or what is
it's
it?
Like, yeah, Star Trek 1 mixed in with like Donkey Kong smashing shit. I think Adam Sandler's in it.
Oh, no, thank you.
What is it? So it's a comedy?
Yeah. Comedy action kind of thing.
Comedy action.
It looks a huge
budget. I'll
tell
you what, we need another comedy action.
Is the trailer out on that?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to watch. I haven't even seen the trailer on that.
It's like they get the creator of Pac-Man and he's going to help them stop. Pac-Man's going through the city just chomping shit.
Get the Atari ET game designer.
Yeah.
Did you know you can play Pac-Man on Google Maps when you're
I saw that.
Yeah, how many wrecks is that going to cost?
Oh, while you're driving you can do it?
Yeah.
You are the Pac-Man.
It'll put like any city street, it'll put the little pellets out.
Okay.
But like, how does that not cause people to wreck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not good.
Here's one Jonathan's looking forward to. Magic Mike XXL.
Guilty.
Aren't they doing a black version?
I'm not even
Chocolate City.
Chocolate City.
Is what
I'm not even joking. I saw the first one.
Was it fun or good?
It was pretty fun. The main character is not Channing Tatum.
Right, something
it's
else.
Some other dude, and that
it's John
dude,
Voight.
That dude sucks. He's John Voight.
John Voight.
What a random like of all the like, random
a lot
guys.
Of gas yeah. with John Voight, though.
Yeah,
John Voight. It's been a long time.
Yeah,
because I had a woman.
Oh, okay. They don't.
I went home one day to like my girlfriend and all of her friends over.
Ladies'
that.
Night.
It was a ladies' night, and I'm like,
how much wine was being served up?
That's pretty hot.
Yeah,
that's hot.
Yeah, they were touching each other inappropriately, and then
Jonathan has good memories of the movie by proxy.
Here's one that I don't know what to think, but I'm leaning hard negative. Terminator Genesis.
Bad.
I want to see it, though.
It looks so
I know.
Bad.
I want to see it.
Maybe me and you will go see it and have a good laugh because it looks bad.
I didn't get to see Salvation.
Salvation.
I didn't like
good
Salvation.
Either.
I thought it was the worst of all of them. I like going back and watching 3. It's not as bad.
I never hated 3. Uh-uh. I always liked it.
Yeah.
It's stupid, but once again, what do you? You know, at a certain point, you've got to just give it up. The only thing I've never been able to give up is Star Wars. Like, that still makes me angry. But everything else, I'm just like, I don't fucking care.
Do what you want with
it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if it's bad, it's bad. And I'll be like, it sucks.
That just comes from getting older and not attaching your life and your self-worth to things you have no control over.
Right. Even though Terminator is probably in my top 10. Yeah. I love the first Terminator movie.
Yeah.
Making a shitty one, it can't ruin that for me.
That's right.
Something about Star Wars, the way it was set up, they were able to affect me. They got me.
Was I talking? Too.
I love Terminator 2. Love it.
Yeah, I think
I think the first one's better.
You know, I think so too, but there's a big camp that says Judgment Day is better.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah, a lot
and
of
And I flip-flopped over the years. Like, I used to think 2 was definitively better, and the more I go back, I like the first one. I like the style of the first
one. Just has a look and a feel that is not replicated in the second one.
Yeah, it feels like just that 80s second action rules, that's just though. Like when action was perfect.
Yeah, you know? It
when
was action perfect.
That's when action movies were perfect.
Effects were great. Mm-hmm. Everything about it was so good.
I don't think it was you guys I talked to this about, but I was wondering, like, you know, with the new Star Wars trailer and getting hyped for that, do you think there'll ever come a point where someone will come in and remake the prequels to make them good?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll touch that again. And prequels, I don't think, ever turn out well. I mean, I just don't. I mean, why do we need to tell the backstory?
Yeah.
Why do we need a backstory?
That's the problem, is that shouldn't have been such a focus on that one character. He needed to be a part of a ensemble, and that was the problem. They made a character a focal point when we already know what's going to happen to that character, and that was a big problem. It could have been done well, though. That the prequels could have never been good, I don't agree with.
That's what
with.
I mean. I really wonder if they'll ever go back. Like, if the new ones come out and they're really good, if that makes the prequels look like even more of a blight
on the
series.
They'll never admit they were wrong.
Why not?
I don't know. They won't.
Will die.
I don't know. Somewhere.
Doubt it. He's got enough money. They'll just...
He lives forever.
He'll become Darth Vader.
Yeah. They'll just keep building robot parts on him.
Okay. Poltergeist.
I love that damn clown part.
It looks kind of interesting.
I laugh my ass off.
It looks fun.
That clown flying across the room.
We need more fun horror.
Yeah. I watched 2 good horror movies this past weekend.
You watched The Babadook?
Yeah, and I watched that, what's it called? Not House Guest. That's the damn movie. Sinbad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Housebound. It's like an Australian like horror comedy.
Uh-huh.
There's some good parts in there, I think.
Really?
I think you'd be entertained by it. Because it's just kind of fun. Doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, you know, some good horror coming out this year. I don't know if we're going to get it, but it comes out of nowhere sometimes. That's all the big ones that I was kind of excited about. I mean, there's like Pixels. Oh, we talked about that one. Minions.
Is that a Charles Band movie?
When I saw it, I was like, Minions, what the hell is that? Then I realized it was a Despicable Me animated film.
That's right.
Yeah, it's what those little
dudes
are called.
Yeah, they got like Sandra Bullock is like the female. She's like a villain or something.
Oh, yeah, big draw for me.
Yeah, exactly.
She plays a hemorrhoid.
Here's one that is called Spy with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why are you even bringing these up?
They are expected to be in the top 10 summer, all of these that I've talked about.
Again, a podcast where we all hate movies.
Avengers, according to this, that's prediction, that they're going to make $600 million on it. So I guess that's domestic box office. Yeah. Minions predicting $320. Jurassic World predicting $285.
Really? I would think that's going to be higher.
I think it might be more. Maybe it's bad. Maybe they've seen it. Mission Impossible 200.
That's got to be close to the budget.
Yeah.
Ant-Man 190.
Shit.
Ted 180.
I bet you Ant-Man does like,
I think Ted will, 85. I think Ted will be the sleeper hit of all of them, just like the first one was.
I hope Mad Max
There's a
is.
Lot of
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What's it? Is it predicted to do well?
160. I think it'll, I hope it does more.
Yeah.
Terminator 150. So then you've got Fantastic Four coming out.
Why?
And I think people are kind of laughing about that one. But it's supposed to, like, I think a lot of people are kind of, it could be weird. It could be different. We'll see. The other ones were garbage.
Is this the one they kind of pushed out to maintain the rights to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that kind of brings us to our new segment here on the Can You Take It podcast. Welcome to Trailer Chat.
Trailer Chat.
We're going to be talking about some trailers. Some of them we just watched. Some of them came out a few weeks ago. Let's start off with the big one. Probably the biggest trailer of the year, Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Yes. That was not sarcastic.
Not at all. For me, either.
The second trailer.
Tears
sold me
of joy.
The first one was exciting, but the second trailer.
It made you.
Took it to the next level.
Yeah, it's like.
Fear, it's terror, like
danger. I had zero expectations before the first trailer. That got me excited. This one's like, okay, the chances of this being good are very high now.
The shot of just that.
I'll be surprised if it's bad now. And before I was surprised if it turned out good.
Just riding through the desert past the dune. And then it like is such a wide shot. It's like a Star Destroyer crashed. You're just like, okay, I'm watching this. I'm watching this now. That's all
shot
I needed.
On film.
Yeah. Yep. And the look is so good.
Looks so good. That if anything, they're going to have a good look. Mm. You know, and all the designs look good. Every ship looked awesome.
It just looks like someone who's such a fan of the source material and knows what they're doing is making it.
Yeah, a good director.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping the story. That's the only part.
Yeah.
Everything's got me so far. The story's the only thing that I don't know. And I've got a lot of faith.
The fact with all those practical, like all the practicals is what really gets me excited about it. Because usually what makes me just shut down is all the heavy CG in these like newer big budget films. And to see like him standing there next to the X-Wing, to see that, like that robot you were saying is real. They made that thing.
They brought it out on stage during the Star Wars celebration. It actually came out on stage and like rolled around the stage and rolled around R2-D2. It works.
How exciting is that for not just the fans, but for like the actors involved that you walk around and you get to see these things? Mm-hmm. That like has to bring you into the world so much. Then like all of a sudden you just have this warehouse where people are at computers.
Just imagine that scene in the second one where they're in that pit and those monsters are attacking them. Remember in the second episode 2 where they're down in that pit and that monsters are attacking?
Like in the arena
big cat,
thing?
Yeah, that big cat's like attacking and scratching.
Imagine trying to act
none of that
yeah.
existed.
Right.
None of it.
Not even arena.
The pole. It was all green. Every right. bit of it.
Well, there's that one scene where Obi-Wan like goes to meet those long-necked people in that world.
All
and
green.
Like he sits down in the chair and you can tell he doesn't even like fit in the chair. It's like because he sat on a box in the chair. The chair's like curved and he's just like awkwardly sitting there and it's like so bright and white and fake looking. And it's like Ewan McGregor's a great actor, but you can't act your way in just a totally green space.
Yeah.
To nothing. Talking to nothing.
Well, hopefully we can talk about Star Wars at length and maybe one of the next couple of podcasts.
Yeah,
we're going to be Star Wars heavy for the next 6 months.
We're
going to
be Star Wars heavy. We are going to go ahead and make an announcement now that our plan is to do a Star Wars Can You Take It Festival, all 6 films one day leading up to a midnight release for the new film.
The 10 listeners just got excited.
Well, if you're a Star Wars fan, let me tell you, it's your year this year. The movie looks awesome. Star Wars Battlefront, the game, looked like it might be pretty fun. I'm excited. Maybe they can bring it back. Get it back going instead of being a disappointment. And
what is sad is that like the younger kids, like they don't understand. They don't get Star Wars, like, you know, how much of a part it was for everyone's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And like then it shat on us, you know?
No.
Big diarrhea dump, and now it's like our second chance, you know.
And that's what I'm hoping. You think it'll be a PG-13? I'm hoping it'll be PG-13.
I mean, I think to set the tone and some of the imagery we're seeing, the rebellion or whatever they're called now is not in a good way, and it looks like it's dark.
Right.
It's like they're going for the Empire Strikes Back right off the beginning.
Right.
It's scary and threatening and dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, holding up the Vader skull and everything, it's like.
So,
yeah. I'm hoping it's not made for kids.
No.
That doesn't look like it is.
Doesn't look like it is.
And the other original ones weren't. I mean, they were a little whimsical, but they weren't
Return of the Jedi movies. We see kind of see that.
You could see it happening. Yeah. You could see
they
Lucas
wanted that
say,
Christmas special bad.
Yeah, buddy, we're gonna sell us some toys here.
How much badass that would have been if it would have been Wookiees instead of Ewoks?
Would have been so. And he said it was a budgetary constraint, but it's like how much someone couldn't front up $5 million to make some more Wookiee costumes.
Well, you know, the
getting all the tall enough actors. Yeah, yes. That's what I'm thinking.
You'll tall have to people pay half price for the midget.
That
actors.
Is true. I didn't think about the tall. There's probably a lot more
little people.
That are entertained in the entertainment industry than big, giant, tall people.
No, Warwick just played every Ewok.
So, yeah, Star Wars, it's going to be amazing. We're going to keep talking about it all year, so get ready.
Get ready. Strap it on.
Let's talk about that Black Mass trailer.
Black Mass trailer is a new film with a ton of actors in it, the biggest being Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot of... You look like Benedict is in it. Who's that other guy? Joel Edgerton is in it.
Mm-hmm. Adam Scott.
Yeah, Adam Scott was in it. A lot of people.
Now, the Whitey Bulger was a... He's in jail now, but he was a top 10 most wanted guy for a long time. And he actually was portrayed in film in The Departed by Jack Nicholson. That character was based on Whitey Bulger that they wrote for him. I think it's a good return for Johnny Depp because he's played so many goofy characters and had so many bad films in the last couple of years. Maybe this would be kind of like Blow was.
Yeah, I was about to say you were a big fan of Blow. Yeah. So it's nice to see him get back into sort of a crime movie. But also, his characterization.
It's immediately appealing. You're drawn in.
Like the look, his teeth, his eyes were.
Oh, that weird
contact
he had.
Yeah.
I think his eyes may have. Yeah, those contacts were the bluest of blue, man. And just the way he talks and laughs, it's like, oh, he's back.
That's the perfect kind of trailer. I love those kind of trailers where it's like just a monologue scene.
Show you the scene.
And then you see, like, if it's a character piece, show me that character.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. It was like just this monologue with Johnny Depp, and you're just like, fuck, this guy's intense. And then it quickly shows you some clips peppered in at the end. But,
right.
But, you know, it tells you this is a character piece. It's
Who's
not,
doing the movie? Who's directing?
I don't know.
It had a slight Scorsese feel to me.
It did.
I know he's not doing it, I'm sure. But
yeah, I mean, just seeing a period piece and, you know, crime.
Mm-hmm. He's doing a Ferrari movie with De Niro.
Oh, really?
Playing Enzo Ferrari.
Like,
really?
Yeah. Like a biopic on Enzo Ferrari.
That sounds like boring.
It does sound a little boring.
Hey, that oil change video got you going. You never know.
Well, I just hope Johnny Depp still has good movies in him.
Yeah. I think so. He's a great actor. I think that's why he does that shit and he never really loses anything to me. Because I'm always like, hell yeah, I'd do that shit too. I'd be in all them Pirates movies. And I would play a stupid bumbling British... What was that one that just came out? Where he's like a
Mordecai.
I'll do anything. If they're going to pay me the money, I'll do it. I'll try.
I think he's just about to run himself in the ground, though, because I think he's got bad substance abuse problems.
I heard that, too.
He's bad drunk.
Yeah. Well, hey.
He's English.
The brightest lights burn out quick.
He's from Kentucky.
Yeah, he's from here.
He just seems like, for some reason, I always think of him as English. I don't know why.
I can see that.
He lives in France.
Probably because he looks like he kind of smells.
Yeah,
he has bad teeth.
Yeah.
The next one
he's from Kentucky.
Kentucky or North England.
Next one up on our list is a big blockbuster that's coming out. We didn't talk about it on our list here, but it's a new film starring The Rock, San Andreas, earthquake film, disaster piece.
Mm-hmm. Bringing it in for the summer. Hey, I hope you're enjoying your vacation because we're all going to die.
We're all going to die. What I love about these movies is how they can take this large-scale disaster and just focus follow about four people.
Hope they make it out. And people are dying by the millions.
Left and right, people are dying like crazy. And they like get you to root for somebody and their kids.
Well, there's one woman.
Elevating, leveling L.A.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone just died in L.A., but I'm glad Rock got that one hot chick off the building.
She like ran and jumped up. It wasn't a hot chick. She looked like she had gotten hit in the disaster already.
Like Maria Conchita Alonso.
Looked like some. I thought it was a damn radiation movie at first when she pulled her head up.
I think it looks fun as hell. I love these movies. I love
there was a string there for a while where, you know, like it was all the alien type stuff and the asteroidal impact. So there was like Armageddon, Deep Impact.
Oh yeah.
And Independence Day. Movies. I never saw Day After Tomorrow. Fuck that.
You had it.
I know. I didn't watch it.
You never watched it.
No.
I saw it was on the other day and it was like the ice was moving so fast. It was like taking over. I just get a big kick. They're fun, stupid movies. I like it because you see a lot of people die.
It's like, I'm noticing a theme.
I like to see that.
Mass extinction. Death. We do need to be thinned out as a species a little bit.
If LA got hit by the San Andreas thing.
That would be cool.
It'd be kind of cool.
I mean,
it'd be sad.
I mean, it'd be kind of sad, but everyone
those
be
people
like,
are animals. Yeah, but they don't
if
have
we
have souls.
Like, if there was like a super volcano or something out there, that would do in the
that
whole
that would do
country.
Everybody.
If it hit DC, that would be cool.
I'd make it. I've watched those survival shows.
I played Fallout. I'll make it.
Yeah.
So if the volcano erupts, it'll block out the sun, won't it?
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
will die.
Everything will
except
die.
For like some small little.
Animals. I mean, that's why having the dinosaurs. It wasn't how just the asteroidal impact.
How long will we last?
A couple of days.
That's it?
No.
How are we going to... The sun isn't keeping me alive that much,
no,
is it?
No, you you'll get into... No.
Oh, it'll be that cold?
Well, you'll be able to survive. It's the fact that no vegetation, no, nothing will grow anymore.
But the chaos sunlight, that would...
Okay, nothing's grown at McDonald's.
Canned goods and... Oh, yeah, those things would last for a while. It's just... I mean, that's what killed the dinosaurs, but...
How long will it last?
I don't know. A few years.
But I mean, like the ash would.
We
be
could make it. Somebody could make it. I'm going to make it.
People will survive. I'll live. People will.
There
make
would be like 20 feet of ash from all the way from Wyoming to Florida. I mean,
I'll make it. I'll be all right. I'm good. Brandon's like, you're the first to die.
Dan said, I'm good. I'm doing just a straight piece of shrap.
Had nothing to do with the volcano.
Yeah, you like trip coming out of your house.
Samus freaks out and bites my throat and kills me.
You just fall like the damn clown in Billy Madison.
I hit my head.
You survive like that on the ground.
One of the other trailers we watched is a new British film starring Tom Hardy called Legend. It's about two people. They live in kind of a fairy world, and there's like this demon that looks like a devil mm-hmm. who
Tim Curry
kidnaps
them.
The last unicorns are around. Tangerine Dream's going to do the score.
Yeah.
Looks good. Looks good.
This is a prequel to that Van Damme movie, Double Impact, or whatever that one was. He played his twin.
Double Impact.
Adaptation.
Then there was Double Team.
Double Team.
With Dennis Rodman. Oh. With Double Impact. I used to love Double Impact when I was a kid.
He plays a twin in that?
Yeah.
Well,
you never seen it?
I've not seen a lot of Van Damme. I've seen the Jackie Chan one, Twin Dragons.
I haven't seen
it's
that.
It's horrible.
What about those twins that we were looking at the other
Barbarian day? Twins?
The Barbarian Twins.
Remember that? Double Trouble? Remember we watched it on Channel 24 late at night that night? Yeah, that shit's retarded. What do you think of that trailer?
I mean, Tom Hardy's an amazing actor, and he usually does good stuff. So, you know, it looks pretty.
It looks really cool. Something the way British people put stuff together, they can really get you into the 60s or 70s, and it looked
because
awesome.
That's what the UK still looks like.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it looked
there's
like
so
I want
much
to live
more
in that
modern.
Out of all the trailers we watched, I'm most excited about that one.
Yeah.
I'd say that one in Black Mass.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean...
Black Mass looked good, but I don't know. It feels... Even though it looks awesome, it still has kind of a Hollywood feel to it, with it being Johnny Depp, I guess. Mm. But I don't know. That Legend one, I love Mystic River, you know, and I'm just... And that's who wrote this one, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be...
There's a lot to be excited about right now.
It does look like things are on the up, which brings us to our final trailer. Nightmare. The Nightmare.
Mm.
New documentary coming out.
I like
that.
That
I'm pretty sure is not a documentary.
Yeah.
Well, it's about night terrors. I have night terrors and sleep paralysis myself.
You have sleep paralysis? Mm-hmm. So you'll wake up and you can't move?
I thought everyone has sleep paralysis. It's just we stay asleep.
Well, I have consciousness.
You say you're conscious there.
Yeah, so I can...
What's it like?
Basically, everything is normal, but you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
and I see things in the room. So I'll see like shapes of bodies or people in the room or someone down the hall.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
So this is a documentary?
I mean, those shots are... I guess
that's Errol Morris style, man.
No, but I heard someone else on Facebook saying what you just said.
I have that.
That they have that. And that they see things.
I see things.
And I thought they were fucking with me because that's what this movie is supposed to be about.
No, I it's for real.
I've never heard that. I've heard of sleep paralysis, but this is a new thing of the shadow people.
Well, I see people that I know, like in the room, like maybe a dead uncle or something, and they're standing over me, and I want to scream, and I'm trying to scream so much, but I'm frozen. I can't move.
So it is a real documentary. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it is, but
yeah.
I mean,
so I think they're just interviewing people with that and doing a lot of reenactments.
Right, it's pretty much an Unsolved Mysteries.
That's what it looked like to me.
I mean, it's like a half dream state, is what it is. You know.
Okay, why am I the only one that's like, oh, why have we not heard of this?
Well, I also listened to
we watched
Radiolab.
The Night Terrors thing in high school.
They didn't say nothing about shadow people.
People just interacted with Super Mario 3.
They said those people were dreaming, but they weren't paralyzed, and they acted out their dream, and they jumped out the window.
Yeah, but then there were the Night Terrors people that were, like, busting up their beds and stuff. But, yeah, I guess the opposite.
I can't breathe.
it kind of is in the same vein as, like, I saw this listened to this Radiolab about... people that are supposed to go under, you know, during surgery and stuff, and they're paralyzed, but they're fully conscious, but they feel the pain, they know what's going on to them, and it's rare when it happens, but I certainly think it does happen.
Oh, I didn't think it couldn't happen. That documentary presented itself, though, like it was trying to be the new trick they were trying to pull on you, like the old Blair Witch move, like it's found footage or something. It looked like they were trying to play that we're a documentary.
It's just over, maybe a little bit embellished, and the imagery is, you know, like the scary characters.
And music.
Yeah.
Maybe he's making like, it's almost like a new genre, like a horror documentary.
Like an Unsolved Mysteries episode.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so how often does it happen?
I get them maybe once every 3 or 4 months, if that.
And is it when you are in the middle of the night or when you try to go to sleep?
Late, like middle of the night to morning time.
Open your eyes?
I can see things in the room, or at least I dream that I'm
seeing. Has anybody ever observed it happening to you where they could see if your eyes were open or not?
No. Now, I have woke up screaming before.
Yeah. Because, like, are you sure you're sitting there with your eyes open really seeing, or are you dreaming and just dreaming that your eyes are open?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you talk in your sleep, Benny?
Yes. I talk constantly in my sleep.
I talk in my sleep a lot, too.
Well, I'd like to talk about
Dan looks terrified.
A nightmare I've had this weekend.
Oh, God.
I had to try to sleep in the same room with my wife.
Getting ready for this.
Well, we had family in town, and so we had to share a room.
Mm-hmm.
I bowed out the first night by about 11:30.
You gotta let the people know that you're like, how tall are you?
6'2", 6'3".
And you're a big dude, like...
That's not the problem.
Hey, Dan has like a hypersensitive ears.
Hypersensitive to sounds and movement.
Crunching.
Which has recently been diagnosed as a real disorder. Did you not know this?
Is it called crunching?
No, it's hypersensitive hearing.
Yeah, oh, and I know what you mean.
And it's gotten a name now.
Everybody has, you know, audio triggers.
They do have, but
I got the opposite problem. I got old man ears.
The problem is not that you hear the things. It's that your brain focuses in on them and they enrage you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I'm in a room with someone and I'm not eating anything and they're eating Fritos or slurping on something, it's not that they're making the sound. I want to fucking kill them. It makes me angry. And that's what people don't understand that don't have the issue.
Sure.
It's not that you're making the sound. I know that it doesn't seem like a big deal that you're making the sound.
I can understand, like, I'm somewhere in the middle.
But they say that it's based on that you get enraged because you feel that person is not following manner protocol.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But you can't contain your frustration about it because you can't tell them. So it's sort of a newer condition because there's this whole thing with... being PC, and you can't really say, you can't just be, I can to you or Dustin or Brandon, I can be like, quit crunching in my damn ear. Mm-hmm. But if you're in an environment where you can't say that because the person wouldn't understand, then you can't communicate and it just makes you angrier.
And you just sit there in the situation and see.
So that's what I'm doing Friday night. I'm laying in bed. And
you have to try to sleep during this.
I can't fall asleep.
In a normal situation where you're just like at dinner, you just have to try not to be annoyed and throat chop somebody at the table. But when you're laying next to something that's triggering it and you have to try to sleep, it's impossible.
I bowed out.
I'm sure. Did you sleep in the yard?
I went and got on that brown, ugly couch and didn't sleep.
Right.
Laid on it till about 1 o'clock. Watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, something I thought was surely going to put me to sleep, did not.
Got hooked.
Tried to turn the TV off. The people that were staying with us came back home because they got in a little bit late. Woke me up again. I really wasn't asleep. Turned on the X-Files. Am happy to report that X-Files is now in HD on Netflix, which is awesome. So I watched some of that. I probably fell asleep maybe for 2 hours, and then Veronica came in there about 6:30 and woke me up
ready to go.
I was so I felt like we had stayed up all night, you know.
Yeah,
like when you're a kid. I was so tired yesterday, feeling just horrible, so I knew I was gonna sleep better last night, but I had to just help myself. I drunk a bunch of NyQuil too, so I slept hard till about 4 o'clock this morning. Then I woke up and you couldn't sleep on
the couch very well.
No.
There's only one person that we know.
One person who has no trouble.
Zero trouble.
He can, and Jonathan can just go to sleep.
Yeah. No, I can't. I see people all the time. Like, we'll go on, you see people when you're out, like, during lunch or people, and they'll just be, like, sleeping in their truck in the middle of the day.
How the fuck
do you do that? Like, especially like people have manual labor jobs. It's like you're sitting there working all hot and sweaty, and then you can go and take a nap for an hour and then start again.
It's a cultural thing.
I'm not even just talking about Mexican people. I'm talking about...
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean...
Because I know that's what you mean.
No. I'm just talking about everybody.
But it's just like people that you see can take a nap and you're like, how the fuck are you doing that?
My wife and her sister take naps every day for like 2 hours in the middle of the day.
I was here at work one day.
We need to adopt that.
We have a client who's a good friend of the company, and he came in. He's very busy. He's kind of got a big job. And he likes to come in on Fridays because it's kind of like he can leave the office at 1 or 2 and then hang out with us for a little while and edit some projects, and then he can go home early. So he was tired that day. He had something he had to do, and there's a couch in the room where we edit. He's like, hey, you mind if I come back here and take a nap while you work on this? He's like, I know how to take a, what are they called?
Power naps.
He goes, I'm trained in power naps.
Cool, like a fucking Navy SEAL of sleeping.
What he did was as impressive to me as a Navy SEAL. He went back there and laid down and then like intensified his like snoring and like snored himself into this like deep sleep and laid there for probably 15 minutes and then got up and started like clapping and was like, woo!
Yeah. Did you have fucking Ric Flair on the couch?
Yes, it was Ric Flair.
Ric Flair's the client.
But he was like feeling good after that. If I take a nap and you fucking wake me up.
I don't take them for that very reason.
I don't need, I'm so
unless
angry.
Unless I can sleep until I wake myself up, I don't bother.
Angry. No, I can take a 40-minute nap. 30 or 40 minutes and wake up and feel so refreshed.
Oh. Like, I've heard that about really, meditation.
I feel
though,
really relaxed.
Where like you can meditate and get like you've had a lot of sleep.
I've fallen asleep accidentally, you know, for like 5 minutes or something on the couch and then woke myself up and did feel like I had a lot of energy. But I can't control how long.
Right.
So I can't take that chance.
I guess it is, like he said, it's a training thing.
He knows how to do it, dude.
I think I just have low energy in general. Like, we were talking about it one day, but if I get in bed and it's bedtime, I just fall asleep. Mm-hmm. If I'm on the couch and I'm, like, watching a movie that probably I've seen before, I'll fall asleep. Like, and my mom has it. My sister has it. Like, my mom will sit down in front of the TV on, like, the news, and she'll fall asleep in, like, 5 minutes. It's insane.
If I lay down to go to sleep, and there's another human being in the room, I will not go to sleep. Yeah. I cannot. That we have separate rooms. We'll come watch. She'll watch the news. We'll watch a movie or something. She'll go to bed, and then I can go to bed with the room clear, door shut, and I turn my TV on.
Under the bed for monsters.
There's no monsters. I got my ketchup ready on the side.
The threshold of the hallway to the bed.
I've got the Freddy Fool Kit.
The Freddy Fool Kit and the Jaws Fool Kit are in place, so they won't get me. But I don't know. I could not. My brain, that just, I felt like what an insomniac must feel like, where you are so tired and all you want to do is go to sleep.
You're so tired it hurts.
I cannot go to sleep. I couldn't. I was looking on the internet, like, what can I do? I should have took some NyQuil that night, but I forgot. That would have done the trick. But
it's anxiety management, and you have to figure out
how to. Never.
But you always have the TV on when you go to bed, right?
Yes. The TV helps me because I listen to it, which keeps my brain from thinking.
That's me too. If I have everything off, I'll sit there and think all night.
If I have it on,
I'll be thinking about what's on TV.
Has to be something I've already seen, though.
Yes, or something I don't care about.
Right.
Like Home Shopping Network, I'll put it on there all the time. I'll go right to sleep, man.
We got a new Tanzanite gemstone set. 37 piece.
We've got 37 left of them. Y'all call now. Special offer. No.
Those are great. The knife shows. Those are fantastic.
Sleeping is something I see people do, and I really envy them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so...
Maybe it's like a leftover, you know, evolutionary thing to where some people were just like more vigilant.
At night?
At night because, you know, we...
Dustin's that way. You know, he operates best at night.
Which is why he's not with us now.
I can only assume.
He's in church right now. What are you talking about? Dustin, well, you hear that? You're in church.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some people just adapted better to like a more leisurely...
Well, look, if we're talking about adaptations or any kind of like evolutionary advantages, let's get it out of the way that I have none right now. I only have evolutionary disadvantages.
Oh, come on. You can grow a sweet beard.
I guess that's an evolutionary advantage. That's useful for when the big quake hits or the I don't know if it is. I saw an article today that said, for all you beard lovers out there, most men's beards are disgusting and full of poop. It's what the article was titled.
Yeah.
I was like,
That's from eating so much booty is the problem.
You been at the Mexican restaurant? to another point, you know, it's not with facial hair, but they've said that as far as evolutionary or like cultural shifts, that crabs are almost non-existent now.
I saw that, yeah, because they shave their pubic hair.
Yeah, because a lot of people shave downstairs.
Which gives value to what everyone has always thought, that women are the dirtiest and they spread all the diseases.
Yep.
Done.
It's called venereal disease. Diseases of Venus. She's a chick.
Done and done. On that note, to all our female listeners,
hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We'd
like to say thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed. Today's
podcast is sponsored by Summer's Eve.
quick note. For any of our listeners who follow the YouTube channel, I'd like to apologize for the lack of videos that have been going up. My fault. We're still missing some of the Leprechaun Can You Take It videos. They're coming eventually. I do most of the stuff for Can You Take It at work, and it's been a busy couple of weeks. So I haven't had a lot of time to do that. So I'm going to make a commitment right now to at least try to get number 4 out this week. Me and Adam have talked about it. He's planning to help out with some of the video editing. But if I find his skills not up to my quality of standards, he will be fired from that position.
They won't be.
He's going to use Windows Movie Maker.
did you see that oil change video?
The only complaint I had about the oil change video when it comes to the video, I was really surprised how good the quality looked under the car, because I knew it would be dark under there. Did you use the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, it looked pretty good.
Is it had the garage open, so you get a lot of sunlight.
That sunlight was coming in. The only problem is the first part, and this is her fault, because I know she was shooting it. You're too far away from the damn mic. Well, I can't hear you.
No, well, that's my fault, because I told her to have the car in the shot.
Yeah, yeah. Her fault.
Yep. She should have known to overrule
that.
What I told her to do. Wow. Well, she does it most things. She's just, you know, knows enough to
overrule. This is now the decision. Talk About Women podcast.
Hey, man.
I think it's better than talking about movies we haven't seen.
I've thought about this.
That's maybe about the same.
Yeah. You know, all of us here have
expertise knowledge of women or our expertise knowledge of film.
I don't know if I'm an expert on any of those, but I do interact with a woman in my life more than I do with a you know, going to the theater and seeing movies. So yeah, probably could talk about it. Well, we're going to shut this one down. We appreciate everybody listening, and you know, keep up with the YouTube channel. We've got some more content coming up and planned.
Sorry it's been so long.
But we're back at it.
We enjoy doing these. We just need to grow the audience. So anybody who's listening, tell somebody if you think they'd like to listen to
it. Share it with your family and friends.
You know, let me, as an avid podcast listener myself, probably more so than anyone, Adam, I think, listens to a lot of them. But I listen to them relentlessly because I don't like silence ever. Mm-hmm. So in the car, in the shower, even when
it's just wasted time. Cooking, I feel like food. I could be hearing something.
It is, but
learning about something.
You know, I think if you know someone who has trouble sleeping or is bored a lot, tell them about our podcast, and maybe we can help solve some of their problems.
Cure for Insomnia podcast.
I just want to make a quick note that if anyone listened to the last one, we talked about watching these movies on Netflix, and we didn't really talk about that today, but we might bring it up next time. We only watched a couple, and
everybody watched different ones.
Everyone watched different ones, so we're still working on it. We'll probably just break it down and have one movie once a month that we watch and talk about.
Yeah.
And I think it'll make it easier. But yeah, we'll see you guys next time. And yeah.
Later, Gator.